Okay, good evening, everyone. We are in the middle of discussing the halachos of responses during tefillah. We have only about two or three more shiurim in regards to that topic, and then just maybe one or two other things in regards to tefillah, and then Bez Hashem Yisbarach, we'll go on to other topics. Just before we start, just to let you know in advance, tomorrow night, Bez Hashem, Thursday night, I am not available to give the shiur, and Matzah Shabbos we're putting on hold for now anyway, so after tonight, Bez Hashem, the next shiur will be on Sunday night. So last night, yeah? I'll let you know, Lag BaOmer is Matzah Shabbos, and my... Right. Okay, perhaps. Okay. Right. Fine. Okay, that's fine. Very good. So last night we started the portion of the davening that was called the Brachos of Krishma and Krishma, and we were discussing Bein HaPrakim, in between the paragraphs, and we discussed what is allowed to be answered during that time. And we said certain leniencies and certain halachos. Tonight we're going to discuss during the rest of Krishma. It's what we call be'emtza haperek, meaning in the middle of a paragraph, not at the end of a paragraph or after you finish one paragraph, but rather in the middle of a paragraph, which means starting from after Yishtabach is finished, starting from the bracha of Yotzer Ar, all the way up until Shemona Esrei, that is the brachos of Kriyashma and Krishma. And if you're in the middle of a paragraph, in the middle of a sentence, what are you allowed to answer to somebody or to the Chazan during that time? So the halacha is, you're in the middle of Kriyashma, you're in the middle of the bracha of Avarabba, you're in the middle of the bracha of Yatzev and Nachon at some point. The halacha is, you're allowed to say Amen to Hakel HaKadosh and Shomea Tfilah. Now, Shomea Tfilah is really more nogea during the week, for those who you are in shul during the week, which is not so common for women, but for Hakel HaKadosh is definitely possible towards the beginning of Shemona Esrei. For those amens, you are allowed to say amen, but not amens to regular other brachos, which we said by Bein HaPrakim last night, you were allowed to. So this is more strict in regards to amen to the other brachos. Also, be'emtza haperek, you are allowed to answer to baruch hu, which means for a person to say baruch Hashem hamvirach le'olam va'ed, you are allowed to say that either to the chazan, you're allowed to say that, but also to the aliyah of someone who is getting a bracha by an aliyah by the laning, by the kriyas haTorah, and that is very important for women to know. The tzibur is up to Kriyas HaTorah. You are still in the middle of Birchas Krishma because a person comes late to davening, which is fine for women. Then the halacha is you are allowed to say, and you're supposed to say, Baruch Hashem Mevarech Laylam Vad, and the Mishnah Berurah says that you're allowed to say Amen to the person who made the bracha on the aliyah. And the Mishnah Berurah is Mevur, the Reb Chaim Kanevsky points this out, that you are obligated to answer, not just you're allowed to, you are obligated to say amen to the bracha of Birchas HaTorah during the laning, and like we said before, to Hakel HaKadosh and Shemei HaTfilah, but to other amens, you are not allowed to. Also, Baruch Hashem Amvarech Le'alam Vard, you are supposed to answer that. Also for Kaddish, when the Chazan says Kaddish, Yiskadel V'Yiskadei Shemei Rabbah, you are allowed to say amen, but only, similar to what we had last night, only to amen Yehei Shemei Rabbah, Mevarech Le'alam Ome Amaya. And also, at the end of Kaddish, when it says, Damiram bi'alma v'imru amen, you are allowed to say amen, but not to the other amens of Kaddish. That is the same as we had last night by Bein HaPrakim. Also for Kedusha, when we have Kedusha and by Chazaras HaShatz, you are only allowed to say, Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzvachas Malach Alaretz Kavodei, and Baruch Kavod Hashem Mimakaymai, only those two, because those are the main responses of Kedusha, but not the other parts of Kedusha, Yimlech Hashem L'Alam Kayach Tzion L'Davadar, Hallelujah, that is also the same as Bein HaPrakim. So that's a little bit tricky that you have to keep in mind, as we pointed out last night. For Kaddish and Kedusha, some of it you are allowed to answer, and you should answer, some of it not. Those are the same for Bein HaPrakim and Be'emtza Perek. Similarly, by Modim Derabbanan, the Chazan is up to Modim Derabbanan, and everybody says along Modim Derabbanan, the same as Bein HaPrakim, a person just says the words Modim Anachnu Lach. They do not say nothing, but they do not say all of it. They just say the words Modim Anachnu Lach. And these past few halachas have been similar to Bein HaPrakim. The Amains are different, but these past few halachas have been the same as Bein HaPrakim. I was asked specifically about the question of Vizosa Torah. When Hagba is done in the Shul, can a person say Vizosa Torah at different points of davening? And the answer is, they are allowed to. The Shari Tshuva says this, that you are allowed to say Vizosa Torah, even if you're in the middle of the brachos of Kriya Shema, and surely if you're in the middle of Psuka de Zimra, you are allowed to say Vizosa Torah. You shouldn't be saying the other things of Kriya Satori, you know, the Atam Advekim and all those extra paragraphs, but Vizosa Torah you are allowed to say. But one very important halacha that the Mishnah Berurah tells us, by all of these, we just said a whole bunch of things that you're allowed to answer, the Mishnah Berurah tells us in Sivkot and Yud, he says in Simon Samach Vav, he says that preferably if you are in the middle of this paragraph, it's preferable to finish the Inyan, which we spoke about in the beginning as far as Nistalik Inyan. Preferably you should try to finish the Inyan, if meaning the translation, if you know the translation of the Pasuk, to finish the topic in the Pasuk. You shouldn't be in the middle of a topic in the Pasuk. Maybe if you know the translation, be able to pause at a point where the phrase does end. Preferably, if you can't, then fine, you're allowed to answer what we said you're allowed to answer. But he does say that you go back to the beginning of the pasuk. If you need to answer even the middle of an inyan, then you answer what you're supposed to answer and you go back to the beginning of the pasuk. The best will be if you see it coming up that the chazan or the tzibur is getting up to there, finish that inyan, maybe even finish the pasuk, and then you'll be clear as far as that. But if that confuses you, don't worry about it. Just the main thing is to know what you are allowed to answer. Also for thunder and lightning. So last night we said that when you're Bein HaPrakim, you are allowed to answer. You're allowed to say the bracha on thunder and lightning. Over here, when you are Be'emtza HaPerek, the Mishnah Berurah says you are not allowed to answer. So that is the difference between Bein HaPrakim, when you're at the end of the paragraph, and when you're in the middle of the paragraph. By bracha on thunder and lightning, when you're in the middle of a paragraph of Birchos Krishma or Kriyat Shema, you are not allowed to say the bracha on thunder and lightning. The bracha of Asher Yatzar, you are not allowed to say. You weren't even allowed to say it Bein HaPrakim that we said last night. So surely you should not say Asher Yatzar if a person needs to use the bathroom in the middle of Kriyat Shema. They do not say Asher Yatzar. They should say it later after they finish Shmona Esrei. And one last halacha, to what about by Birchas Kohanim? I was asked specifically about this as well. Let's say you come to Shulan Yontif, and whether there's, for whatever reason you want to come on Yontif, you're able to come on Yontif, as opposed to Shabbos, maybe there's Yisker and you need to come. So the answer is, what you're allowed to answer, the bracha of Asher Kitchanu B'Kedushasei Shel Arein, the bracha that the Kohanim make, so there, you only say Amen to that if it's Bein HaPrakim. Like we said before, Amen to other brachos, you can say if you're in between paragraphs, but not when you are in the middle of a paragraph of Birchos Krishma and Krishma. However, to saying Amen to the actual bracha of Yivrach Hashem V'Yishmerecha and those and Ya'er and Yisa, that a person can say even Be'emtza HaPerek, and surely when they're Bein HaPrakim. So that's just a little bit of a knetch you need to keep in mind. By Birchas Kohanim, to the bracha of the Kohanim Asher Kitshanu, that only by Bein HaPrakim, but to the bracha, to the actual blessing that they are giving the Tzibur, that you are allowed to say Amen, even if you are Be'emtza HaPerek. Today was Pesach Sheni, and we discussed a little bit about Pesach Sheni last night. Just to speak about one more thing for tonight, the Gemara tells us that if a person is Chutz La'Skufa Ha'Azara, they are standing just outside the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, then they do not bring the first Karban Pesach. And that's what we call a derech rechaika. A person is far away. It's a Gemara and Psachim. And very far, it's considered as if you're far away and you are exempt from the first Karban Pesach and you bring the second Karban Pesach on Pesach Sheni. Even if you are really just a couple feet outside the courtyard, outside the Azara of the Beis HaMikdash, you are already exempt. And that's considered being far away, derech rechaika. And I heard that Reb Shimon Schwab says, he gives a mashal, it's like an elevator. If you're standing outside an elevator, and everybody else gets into the elevator, and they take the elevator up to the top floor, and you don't go into the elevator. So you were just a foot away. You were just outside. You were only a few feet away from everybody else. But if you don't get on the elevator, then you're not going to be able to go to the top floor, and a person will just stay grounded on the bottom. And that is I heard once that's pshat in Rashi in the beginning of Vayikra says that the voice of Hashem came out from the Ayam Mayed and it was very loud inside the Ayam Mayed, but the second a person went right outside the Ayam Mayed, they weren't able to hear anything. Even though it was very loud inside the Ayam Mayed, it's just a matter of tapping in to Kedusha and being able to put yourself in to that level of Kedusha. And so many times people are, they're right there. They're right there, but they're really so far away. Because some people, many times, we are all guilty of this at some point. We hear some very good piece of Musar, and we hear a great Dvar Torah, and we get Hisayrus, but then we have this Hisayrus, and then nothing happens because of it. We don't tap in. We don't take that step. We don't take that just one or two steps into the elevator and to go up in Ruchnius, and we don't jump in. And a person has to act on it. I once heard a joke that there was a speaker going to a certain neighborhood and he was going to give a speech about Musar, and someone told him, it's not worth it, don't go there. They're all Yemenite Jews. So he says, what do you mean? There's no Yemenite Jews in that neighborhood. He said, no, I didn't say Yemenite, I said Yenemite. Yenem, because everybody, they hear the Musar and they say, oh, it's for Yenem, it's for the other guy. Yenem means the other person. Yeah, I don't need to hear the Musar, it's for the other person. So a person could really hear something good and go to a shir and go somewhere and really get a Cyrus, but a person doesn't tap in. And that is a lesson we can all learn from Pesach Sheni, that a person could be just 1 foot outside the Azara of the Beis HaMikdash and he's just as exempt from the carbon as if a person who is miles and miles away. And that's a responsibility that we all have, that we need to grab on to those moments of inspiration that we get, whether it's from a shir, and sometimes it's just on our own. You know, sometimes we wake up one day and we just feel like in a spiritual mood. You know how it is. Once in a while, we feel like that. So a person has to tap into that. Go daven that day. Go do a special mitzvah that day. For a man, go learn that day extra. A person needs to chaperein and use those opportunities. Okay, everybody should have a good night.